More gardens equals healthier habitats for native pollinators, most importantly, the honeybees. One initiative taking the lead is the Great Sunflower Project, founded in 2008 by Professor Gretchen Laboon from San Francisco State University.
The Great Sunflower Project is this wonderful group effort trying to identify the areas where bees are doing well and doing poorly, with the idea that there are some steps that you can take in your backyard to improve the habitat for bees. So what we've done is we ask people across the United States and Canada to plant a sunflower in their backyard, a lemon queen sunflower. And by planting that lemon queen, you're both creating resources for bees, but you're also creating something that we can use as sort of a thermometer to see how bees are doing in your backyard.
Once the sunflower is in full bloom, she asked her citizen scientist to observe how many bees visited that sunflower within a span of 15 minutes and report back with the data.
So what we're really trying to do is get everybody to contribute so that we know where bees are doing well, bees are doing poorly, and we can start to take some steps for conservation to improve habitats across the U.S. for bee communities.
The Great Sunflower Project is expected to top 100,000 participants this year. One of them is Vince Rosado, a fifth grade teacher and gardener living in San Leandro, California. He's been involved with the project for a few years, both at home and in his classroom. I visited Rosado during a great bee count day, where we observed his garden and counted the bees.
I try to attract pollinators and butterflies. Like that passion flower over there is what monarch butterflies really like, and you'll see them floating around. Butterflies love that kind of stuff. And you see bees floating around over there. You see it?
Oh, I see it, yeah.
A lot of these things attract bees.
So how do you gauge if your garden is doing well enough for the bees?
Bees, as part of our ecosystem, there's another one. No, he didn't land though. He just buzzed around. And this 15, oh, there it is. Oh, there's three of them. I see humming, but they're not. Oh, he's not. He didn't come. He didn't land on it. So has to be on it. That one's just staying there a long time. I saw three in this 15 minute period. If you extrapolate that over a period of time, is really healthy. But if you don't see any for a long time, it's like you got a problem.
While waiting for more bees to appear, I asked Rosado his views about colony collapse disorder.
It's like, without pollinators, which is about 80% of the plant.
Is that one right up there crawling on it?
It is. That's one right under right now. That's right on top. That's a honeybee. Anyway, back to the disorder. If we knock out bees, if something is killing bees, that's directly affecting the food chain. If you knock out bees, you're going to knock out our food. You're going to go starve.
Rosado says he thinks human beings are at least partially to blame for colony collapse disorder.
When we destroy habitats and make insects do things that they normally wouldn't be doing, we really mess up the earth. Really do. So I think I mentioned that I want to retire in India. I know some people that are into technology and sustainable living, so there's very little carbon footprint that we would make on the earth. That's the way I want to be. It's one person at a time.
The alternative way to live our lives, says Rosado, can be found in his garden, how it builds community and teaches us how interdependent we really are. Whether it's people relying on other people or on those buzzing black and yellow insects that help keep us all alive.
There are 16 houses on this block, and I know everyone that lives here. We share, like I don't do beans because I know the neighbor right over here has them coming out of her ears. You see what people have, and it helps people communicate better. It's like it puts you on the same level. It doesn't matter what your socioeconomic status is. When you got a garden, this is what you eat. It's a healthier lifestyle. That's basically what it is. And then if people get more used to it.
And that bee is still up there.
Yep. I think he's resting. Sleepy.
For Making Contact, I'm Esther Minia.